morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Kelly Atkins.
Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. Are you looking to reduce your stress and improve your balance and agility? Well, let's practice Tai Chi. With me this morning is Chris Cannon. She is a certified Tai Chi instructor at Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. And she's also here with a guest, Kim Murphy, who is a participant in our past and current Tai Chi classes. Good morning to both of you. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, Chris, we've had you here before, and we have you back to tell us a little bit more about what you do and at the hospital. Can you give us a little bit more information about yourself?
Sure. I'm married to my husband, Brian. We have 9-year-old boy-girl twins that just went back to school on Tuesday. Hallelujah. And my background, I have a bachelor's and master's degree in public health with an emphasis in gerontology. And back in 1999 and 2000, I actually did some work on a research project where we were looking at the benefits of exercise and as well as Tai Chi on older adults and really just the general population as well. And so that was my first experience with Tai Chi. I saw some great things. People really enjoyed doing it. And since then, I have gone on now at the hospital to be a Tai Chi instructor. I was certified through the Arthritis Foundation back in 2008 and have really enjoyed teaching it and doing it myself ever since.
I have a call coming in. Let's see if that's for you.
Huh?
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Hi. We can't hear her.
You can't hear her? You should be able to hear
her. Thank you.
I'll move her into the microphone, okay? Thank you.
Sorry. Is that better?
Much better.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for letting me know.
Well, Ms. Chris, for those who didn't hear you, she is a certified health fitness instructor, and she's teaching Tai Chi at Zeeland Community Hospital. She has several experiences doing that over the years, as well as some research that you had mentioned. So over the years at Zeeland Community Hospital, we have offered the Tai Chi classes, and they're very popular. In fact, the session that we're holding now is actually full, but we're really excited to be able to continue to offer this. But why don't you explain to the listeners a little history about Tai Chi for those who don't know what exactly this class is all about?
Sure. Well, Tai Chi is an internal Chinese martial art, and it's been practiced in China for both its defense training and its health benefits for hundreds of years. There's many different styles and forms of Tai Chi, and each style has its own unique features, although they really share the same essential principles. Now, the Sun style of Tai Chi for arthritis was developed by Dr. Paul Lam, and that is the style that we offer at the hospital. It's probably one of the easiest to learn, and it can be performed by anyone regardless of their age or physical condition because of its higher stances and the fact that it can be practiced while standing or seated.
And I have another call here. Yes, you're online with our guests.
Hello?
Yes.
Jeremy from Holland Recreation. How are you?
Oh, did you have a question for our guests? We have someone here from Zeeland.
Oh, no.
Hospital.
No, sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Well, all right, continue.
Well, like you said, Chris, there's a lot of history behind it, but this class is also good for elite athletes and even individuals who are sedentary and who pretty much maybe, you know, doing nothing. But you mentioned a little bit about health benefits, but can you explain a little bit more about specifically about health benefits of Tai Chi?
Sure. It's really tailor-made for easing sore joints and muscles, especially in persons with arthritis. But I've also seen just phenomenal results in improving balance and posture. It helps increase flexibility. It decreases mental and physical stress. Some of my participants have even told me that they've experienced relief from migraine headaches. I've seen someone find their sciatica pain improve, insomnia decreases, and I've even had a few participants who've, with their doctor's permission, been able to go off of their blood pressure medication by practicing Tai Chi for 15 to 30 minutes a day.
I want to also pull in the whole mind and body approach and the fundamentals behind Tai Chi. There are lots of studies that are out there that have proven that Tai Chi, yoga, meditation do have health benefits. And I know in doing some research and in my background and knowledge too, that the whole mind-body approach or connection is just so powerful. And like you mentioned, you know, some of your participants have stated that they've gotten off blood pressure medication, you know, even stress reduction, which is huge and definitely a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. But what if someone who is in your class is not necessarily able to do the movements as well as someone who is more of an elite athlete? There is a mind-body connection, but, you know, even for someone who isn't as active, do they also, you know, reap the benefits, you know, if they're not able to get up and move? And, you know, what are some of those connections there with the mind and the body if they're sedentary?
Sure. And I would say definitely yes. And that's probably one of the main reasons why Tai Chi has grown in popularity in recent years, is because it can really be done at any age. I've taught my 9-year-old daughter at home, and we've had people well into their 90s taking my class. Again, it can be done from the standing position, the seated position. Last spring, I had a gentleman in my class who, you know, had some pain issues and began the class doing it from a seated position, but by the end of the class was able to stand for longer periods of time, told me he had seen a reduction in pain, and was able to do a lot more of the movements from the standing position. You know, you mentioned the mind-body connection, and we do a lot of work as well on Qigong breathing, which is a breathing exercise, which is very soothing and relaxing. It's been found to have healing benefits, and I found that it helps with insomnia and just really relieving mental and physical stress as well.
You know, yoga is a big craze. Especially in the area. We do have a wonderful hot house that's in the area, but if you go anywhere, you can find most facilities they're just packed full of people in their yoga classes. And Tai Chi is actually it's older than yoga. Mm-hmm. It's been around way earlier than yoga has been, but it's also getting more and more attention and is very popular. So we're really excited that we have this.
I think that's because you don't have to go beyond your plateau of pain.
Well, right. Anyone can do it, right, Chris?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, while I have not practiced yoga myself, I know it has a lot of great health benefits, but I have found that I get a lot of people coming to my classes who used to do yoga, and maybe now they've had an injury, or just as they're getting older, they're not able to get into those same positions or get down on the floor anymore. And so that's why I say, you know, Tai Chi is a great lifelong exercise that anyone can do, regardless of age or ability or disability.
Or fitness level.
Exactly. And so I think both Tai Chi and yoga have some similar health benefits, but Tai Chi has the benefit that it's probably easier to learn and it's something you can do your entire life.
Well, we do have a guest here with us today, Miss Kim Murphy. She has been a participant in the classes in the years past. So, Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. I am going to be turning 34 next month.
So how long have you been doing Tai Chi then?
I'm going into my third year.
So, and when you first started taking Tai Chi classes, what motivated you to do that? Why did you start taking the class?
I have rheumatoid arthritis, and my doctor suggested a low-impact exercise for me for overall joint health, and I saw this class advertised and thought it would be good for me.
Have you ever done anything similar to this before? Was it a whole different approach for you, or were you thinking, I'm going to go take a fitness class?
Yeah, no, very different. I didn't really know what to expect, and I am one of those people that was unable to do yoga because of the limitations of mobility of my joints. So I thought that this would be better for that, yeah.
And since you've started participating, what can you tell the listeners that you really enjoy about this class?
Oh, I enjoy everything about this class. The people that you get to meet are wonderful. The Qigong breathing is very relaxing, and I use it in my daily life. I have a 3 and 5 year old at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the stretching that we do before and after, I also use at home a lot in the morning to loosen up a little bit. And of course, Chris is a wonderful teacher, and we have a lot of fun in class.
So you not only have applied these exercises in your daily life, and you found that it's a functional exercise or a functional class as well, too, regardless of age, you're able to do it, and you've been doing it for a few years. That's awesome. And it's helped you with your health issues?
Yes, yes. I see a big decrease in my back pain, especially, and something that keeps you have to keep moving with our arthritis to keep your joints flexible.
Exactly.
Very helpful. Yeah.
Chris, let's talk about that. Tai Chi really consists of gentle physical exercise and stretching, right?
Yes, yes. And there are 12 forms that we learn in the beginner classes that are offered in the fall and the spring. And then there's 9 advanced movements that are taught in our intermediate classes beginning in the winter. All of our classes consist of a short education piece on the history of Tai Chi so that people understand the background to the movements that they're learning and why they are doing them. And then we do warm-up and cool-down stretching exercises. Each week we learn a new Tai Chi form in addition to reviewing what we've already learned. So it's a very comprehensive class, and each week we build on what we've done the previous week.
So that's where the mind part comes in. You have to think about what you're doing. You can't just mindlessly walk in and just do the movements. So did you find it, Kim, the movements to be difficult to learn?
Well, some of them are a little tricky at first, trying to get your hands and feet moving at the same time. There's usually some good laughs in class that we have, but the more that you practice, the easier they all flow together.
Did you have them standing on their heads, bending, twisting like pretzels, or do they do movements? Explain to the listeners exactly, you know, how easy this could be. It's not necessarily where you're twisting and bending and upside down and doing all these awkward movements.
No, not at all. And as I've said several times, you can do some of them from the chair position. You can do them from the standing position. A lot of what we do at first is we teach people proper posture. You know, there's a lot, what we do and what people find is that the posture that we teach you in there, in fact, gets rid of lower back pain. It helps you take the pressure off of that. And so many people find that that's just foreign to them, learning the right way to stand.
And breathe.
Exactly, and breathe. And the way to, you know, it improves your balance because a lot of us, you know, walk around kind of mindlessly thinking of where we're going and not what we're doing with our feet if we're shuffling or, you know, stepping forward or to the side the right way. And, you know, a lot of this is just simply too focusing on how you are moving to improve your balance, where your feet is, where your body is in relation to the rest of, you know, your feet, your arms, things like that. And so some of it is just shifting your focus and concentration. And, you know, that's one thing I hadn't mentioned yet is because of that, Tai Chi has actually been shown to improve your mental agility as well and improve your focus and concentration.
Cam, you said that you do practice this outside of class. Are you planning to continue taking this class as well to build and learn?
I am. It definitely helps in case you get a little off schedule at home.
Great.
It keeps you at least doing it the once a week. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome. She's a lifer. Well, Chris, tell us a little bit real quickly about the class that's upcoming, Tai Chi, or I'm sorry, the Better Breathers class. Even though our Tai Chi class is full, we will be offering it again. But talk about a Better Breather class that we have. That's
sure. And it's actually the Tobacco Free for Good class, and that is starting on Mondays, beginning on September 30th through November 18th. It's from 12 to 12:45. It is a free class. People can bring their lunch, and we talk about specific strategies, triggers, things you can do to quit smoking.
And we're out of time.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here, Chris and Kim. For more information about Tai Chi or other classes, call 748-2834 or visit our spectrumhealth.org/Zealand for more information. Until then, Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.